TED Audio Collective. This TED Talk features visual artist and cellist Paul Rucker, recorded live at TED 2018.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
I collect objects. I collect branding irons that were used to mark slaves as property. I collect shackles for adults and restraints for adults, as well as children. I collect lynching postcards. Yes, they depict lynchings. They also depict the massive crowds that attended these lynchings. And they are postcards. They were also used for correspondence. I collect pro-slavery books that portray black people as criminals or as animals without souls. I brought you something today. This is a ship's branding iron. It was used to mark slaves. Well, they actually were not slaves when they were marked. They were in Africa. But they were marked with an S to designate that they were going to be slaves when they were brought to the U.S. and when they were brought to Europe. Another object or image that captured my imagination when I was younger was a Klan robe. Growing up in South Carolina, I would see Ku Klux Klan rallies occasionally, actually more than occasionally. And those memories of those events never really left my mind, and I didn't really do anything with that imagery until 25 years later. A few years ago, I started researching the Klan, the three distinct waves of the Klan. The second one in particular, the second wave of the Klan had more than 5 million active members, which was 5% of the population at the time, which was also the population of New York City at the time. The Klan robe factory in the Buckhead neighborhood of Georgia was so busy, it became a 24-hour factory to keep up with orders. They kept 20,000 robes on hand at all time to keep up with the demand. As a collector of artifacts, and as an artist, I really wanted a Klan robe to be part of my collection because its artifacts and objects tell stories. But I really couldn't find one that was really good quality. What is a black man to do in America when he can't find the quality Klan robe that he's looking for? So I had no other choice. I decided I was going to make the best quality Klan robes in America. These are not your traditional Klan robes you would see at any KKK rally. I use kente cloth. I use camouflage, spandex, burlap, silks, satins, and different patterns. I make them for different age groups. I make them for young kids as well as toddlers. I even made one for an infant. After making so many robes, I realized that the policies the Klan had in place or wanted to have in place 100 years ago are in place today. We have segregated schools, neighborhoods, workplaces. And it's not the people wearing hoods that are keeping these policies in place. My work is about the long-term impact of slavery. we're not just dealing with the residue of systemic racism, it's the basis of every single thing we do. Again, we have intentionally segregated neighborhoods, workplaces, and schools. We have voter suppression. We have disproportionate representation of minorities incarcerated. We have environmental racism. We have police brutality. I brought you a few things today. The stealth aspect of racism is part of its power. When you're discriminated against, you can't always prove you're being discriminated against. Racism has the power to hide. And when it hides, it's kept safe because it blends in. I created this robe to illustrate that. The basis of capitalism in America is slavery. Slaves were the capital in capitalism. The first Grand Wizard in 1868, Nathan Bedford Forrest, was a Confederate soldier and a millionaire slave trader. The wealth that was created from chattel slavery, that's slaves as property, would boggle the mind. Cotton sales alone in 1860 equaled $200 million. That would equal $5 billion today. A lot of that wealth can be seen today through generational wealth. Oh, I forgot the other crops as well. You have indigo, rice, and tobacco. In 2015, I made one robe a week for the entire year. After making 75 robes, I had an epiphany. I had a realization that white supremacy is there, but the biggest force of white supremacy is not the KKK. It's the normalization of systemic racism. There was something else I realized. The robes had no more power over me at all. But if we, as a people, collectively, look at these objects, branding irons, shackles, robes, and realize that they are part of our history, we can find a way to where they have no more power over us. If we look at systemic racism and acknowledge that it's sewn into the very fabric of who we are as a country, then we can actually do something about the intentional segregation in our schools, neighborhoods, and workplaces. But then and only then can we actually address and confront this legacy of slavery and dismantle this ugly legacy of slavery. Thank you very much.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com. 20 years ago, Jimmy Wales founded Wikipedia as a place for everyone to share information. But he wasn't exactly sure how to run the site.
How do you put together a system that will generate a reasonable degree of quality and, you know, be open?
Ideas about building communities, online and off. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.